I'm taking this opportunity to speak with you as opportunity to accumulate merit for myself.
借这个机会跟大家说话的这个机会来替他自己积聚福德。
My gratitude to the Mahabodhi Society who made this possible.
我们也很感谢菩提佛学会让这件事情可以成功。
Among many other meanings of Mahabodhi, I think the most common is the grand mind.
在这个Mahabodhi这个大菩提的这个意思里面，其中有一个最普通的来讲，就是这种巨大的心，大的心。
In this degenerated time, a time of extreme emphasis on materialism and strict can't hear you?
Okay. Maybe I should hold it.
In this kind of degenerated time, time when there's so much emphasis on materialism, and especially in a place like Silicon Valley, opportunity. To hear the notion of grand mind or yes, the great mind. I think we should take it seriously.
在这个末法时期，尤其是大家。 非常极端的在重视物质主义的这个时候，能够在矽谷这个地方有机会来听到这个伟大的心或者这个大的心，我们应该很认真的来思考，来聆听这个事情。
Forget about great mind, but in this age, we don't talk enough about mind.
不要说这个伟大的心了，在这个时代，我们谈心都谈得非常不够。
Not only so, therefore, we don't do enough with the mind.
所以我们对于心也做得不够多。
And if we do something with the mind, it has always to do with, eventually, it has something to do with materialism.
而如果我们对心做任何事情，那常常终究都跟物质主义有关系。
So, see, for instance, tonight we are supposed to discuss about merit.
所以举例来说，我们今天晚上的题目，本来定的就是福德。
In this age, in the materialistic age, people don't like to talk about merit. People like to talk about luck.
那在这个物质主义的时代呢, 大家不喜欢谈福德或者说功德，而是大家喜欢谈这个运气。
Luck and merit, at least from Buddhist point of view, is totally different.
那从至少从佛教的观点来讲，这个运气跟福德是全然不同的。
Because from the way I hear when people talk about luck, people are talking about something accidental, something that is not caused or conditioned.
因为从人们去听到的人家这个有人在谈运气的时候，是在谈一种偶发的、偶然的，而是跟因果没有关系的东西。
I don't know if you are a true believer of science.Probably you can't really believe in luck.
因为如果诸位是真正相信科学的人的话，就可能不能够真正的去相信运气这件事情。
Similarly, if you are a follower of the Buddha, then I think you can't really accept the concept of the luck that people seem to interpret.
同样的，如果你是佛陀的追寻者的话，你也不能真正的相信一般人认为的这个运气的这种概念。
I don't have a luck to use this mic.
而且没有用这一个麦克风的运气。
I think.Chris seems to have a luck.
好像我有这个运气用这个麦克风。
Luck, therefore, is something that everyone wish to each other. Good luck.
运气好像就是某个东西是大家用来互相这个希望对方得到的，希望你有好运气这样子。
And I'm made to understand that you can't really make luck. You can't really make the luck to happen.
怎么去了解？好像是你并不能真正的让运气，去制造那个运气让它发生。
There's no.Factory of luck, or there's no books how to create luck. Luck just has to happen.
运气呢，没有这个工厂或来制造，或者是有一些书来告诉你怎么得到这个运气。运气似乎好像就是必须要发生的一件事情。
But it really doesn't matter whether which society you belong to, or which sort of.Time in the history you belong to, luck seems to be a very big attribute in our human life.
不管你属于哪一个社会，或者是不管在历史上什么时代，这个运气好像在我们人类的生活里面是一件非常重要的一个事情。
I had some cultures use garland ofGarlic to bring luck, whereas some cultures use the same thing to, shoo away ghost or make bad luck.
怎么去听说有一些文化里面呢是用这个成串的大蒜来带来好的运气，可是在另外一个文化里面，这成串的大蒜是拿来驱魔或驱逐这个鬼啊，或者等等这个不好的运气来用。
But can you see there's something quite interesting here? Because luck, there's this exception is that you can't really make luck. But at the same time, people give you ridiculous things. Oh, this is for a good luck, and you have a luck. One measure, like one stance.Some people give you, like 1 cent for good luck, which you can buy anything for it. Or a feather, or a jet leaf, or something like that, for good luck.
所以这是很有趣的一件事情。虽然我们人们都知道这个运气好像不能制造，可是我们又有很多很好笑的这种举动的，拿一些很奇怪的事情来希望大家有好运气，比如说像那种一分钱的根本不能买东西的这个铜板，或者是像羽毛啦，或者是枯的叶子啦，希望大家可以得到好运气。
And then human mind is such that you know as Buddha said 全能团体建立的有意思的到这里 that everything is just a phenomena and, I mean all phenomena are just a condition and condition is nothing but just your mindWe do get very serious about this luck that we can't really pinpoint.
人的心是很特别、很奇怪的，就像佛陀说，万法是因缘，而一切呢都是你自己的心造成的。我们对于这个运气这件事情又非常的认真，虽然这个运气这个事情好像根本就掌握不住。
In Taiwan, tall buildings, I realize, there is no 13th floor and the 4th floor for them, because I had the bad luck.
在台湾的高楼呢，电梯里面没有这个四楼或十三楼，因为据说这是 不吉利，不好，运气会带来不好的运气。
How about all the other cultures? If you begin to respect other people's sort of discomfort with the numbers, you will not end up not having any numbers.
如果我们尊重所有的文化，对于这种不适当的数字都加起来的话，那可能我们没有数字可以用。
Now, as much as I'm telling you this, I also get affected by bad omen.
人们就说，虽然他跟大家在这样讲，可是他自己觉得他也被这个所谓的这个不祥的这个征兆所影响。
Usually when I go to see my father,
通常他去看他父亲的时候
，He gives me so much scolding, so much.
他人们觉得父亲总是一直骂他。一直说他不是。
And this morning I came back seeing my father, by the way.
今天早上我就才去看他的父亲，刚刚回来。
And this time he didn't give me any scolding.
这一次呢，什么些父亲一点都没有骂他。
And really, I'm serious. I find myself in the when I'm coming back to San Francisco, and even you know.Even while I'm coming here, my mind is going there too. Oh, maybe, you see, I consider my father as a very, you know, accomplished practitioner at the least. So for me, I consider that when he gives me scolding, a lot of my obstacles also wash it away. So because he didn't give me the scolding, so I feel kind of uneasy with that.
我们今天早上飞回来这个旧金山，还有刚刚在路上，他还在想说这一次没有被父亲骂这件事情，他的心里在想说，因为他认为他父亲是一位修行成就很高的一位修行者，所以如果他对他指责或骂他的话，等于是会清除他的障碍，所以这次都没被骂，他觉得有一点怪怪。
Anyway, I'm telling you all thisJust to give you the picture of our luck, so that you will understand the concept of the Buddhist concept of punya or sranam in Tibetan. Merit is actually different from the concept of luck.
人们就跟大家讲，这些有关所谓的运气的事情，主要是在讲这个佛教讲这个 punya 或者藏文说 sranam， 就是功德或福德。佛教上讲的这个跟运气是不一样的。
I don't know, maybe you this just came in my mind, so if I don't tell you this, If it doesn't come out from my mouth, it will linger in my head, so I will tell you. Well, I want to tell you a story. So it just came in my mind.
而且要告诉大家一个故事，因为正好他心里想起来，所以要跟大家讲一个故事。
Now there's a small kingdom called Delhi Kingdom in Tibet, Delhi.
在西藏有一个小的王国叫做德格。
And the Delhi King lineage is broken about a generation ago. No more king's lineage.
那在德格的王室呢，已经断掉了，在几代以前就不再有这个德格的王室存在。
So it's believed that one of the Delhi king, a very important one, who was a disciple of Jamanchenzo Wangpo, one of the great Tibetan masters, Jamanchenzo Wangpo.
那德格国王里面有一位很重要的国王呢，是。蒋安清泽汪波这位很大很重要的很伟大的西藏修行者的学生。
And they were having a big ceremony together. And it is predicted that 蒋安清泽汪波 should actually, during that ceremony, 蒋安清泽汪波 should really beat him up physically. It's because of the Delhi people's lack of marriage. Listen to this. The Delhi people's lack of marriage. On that special day, Delhi king, the king of Delhi, behaved so well that Jamanchenzo Wangpo just couldn't get a reason to beat him up.
那直到今天呢，德格的人们还会这么说，说因为德格人因为这么缺乏福德。所以在那一天，那个德格的国王他的行为举止都这么的好，所以蒋安清泽汪波没有理由，找不到任何理由来打他一顿，所以没打他。
Because according to the prophecy, if that happened, then the lineage of the king would still continue.
因为根据这个预言呢，如果那天呢，国王被蒋安清泽汪波打一顿的话。那个皇室就会一脉承传下来。
I'm just telling you this story because there's another way to understand marriage.
那这怎么就说这个呢？是让大家用另外一个方法来了解这个福德。
Marriage is a very vast.
福德是一个非常广大的一个东西。
For instance, even in Buddhism, some of the schools of Buddhism, like many in Sherpakayana, they don't even have a concept of Buddha nature that good Mahayana Buddhist strong.
那在佛教很多派别里面，比如说像声闻圣里面，他们都没有这个佛性的这个概念。
Instead, they talk only merit.
而他们只谈这个福德。
Interpretation of the merit also.Get mingled with lots of cultural sort of differences. I have noticed.
那么现在也注意到这个对于福德的诠释呢，事实上掺杂了很多文化上的这种看法。
I've been asked by people, isn't it a bit selfish to accumulate merit? That's quite an interesting question.
曾经有人问仁波切说：“积聚福德不是有一点自私吗？”这样来想，自私吗
？Aren't we, as a follower of the Buddha, don't we have to be sort of, not be attached to anything? How can we have the notion of accumulating, depositing, or sort of fixed deposit this kind of mentality? How can we invest on it? That kind of.
这个问题是说，我们身为这个佛陀的追随者， 我们不是不应该去执着于任何东西吗？那为什么我们会有这种观念，说好像要积聚福德，好像是一种定期存款或者是某种投资的这种观念？
Okay. But before that, before we discuss this, let's talk about the importance of merit. What the function? What does it do?
那在我们谈这个之前呢，我们先来谈谈福德的重要性，或者是说它的功能，它能够做什么？
Of course, merit or the punya is just a name. It's a gift. It's a label.
那当然，福德这只是一个名称，只是一个标签而已。
Now, earlier I was telling you, luck, for many people, luck is something that has to just accidentally happen. But that's not how it is with merit.
早先仁波切说，对很多人来讲，这个运气是一种随机，这个没有原因发生的东西。那对于福德来讲呢，并不是这样子。
Now the merit is one of the highest merit. The philosophy of merit is actually one of the most special aspect of the philosophy of karma.
那这个福德的这个哲学呢，事实上是一种有关于这个业最维系的一种哲学。
Karma, as I always say, to teach karma is much more difficult than to teach emptiness.
那么就常说，要教导这个业，是比教导空性还要难。
Because you see, you can briefly.Generally talk about karma being cause, condition, and effect.
你可以很一般性的来讲这个业报，比如说讲这个因，讲这个果。
Such as, you know, like if you are planting a flower, seed, fertilizer, earth, I don't know, water, time, space, all of this put together.No obstacle, flower will come.
比如说你讲种花，那你有种子，有肥料，有土壤，有水，有时间，有空间，然后没有其他障碍，花就会长出来。
So that level of understanding the cause and effect is fairly easy.
那在这个层次上来了解因果是相当简单的。
But the moment it becomes something hidden, let's say you are planting the same flower sent in 10 numbers with the same seed, kind of, you know, not the one seed, but 10 seeds, exactly the same rose flower or something like that. From the same variety even.
可是当这个因果论牵涉到这种隐藏的这些因素的话，就没那么简单了。比如说我们种十个一样的花，比如说玫瑰花，十个一样的种子，从一样的这个所谓的家族来的这个种子，那就状况就不同。
Then one of them acts slightly different.
那这十朵花里面呢，有一朵有一点不太一样。
Then we have to ask a deeper question.
那我们就要问一个比较深的问题。
You have treated them equally, but this one acted different.
我们对待这十朵花都一样的方法，可是有一朵它的呈现出来不同。
So you go further, you know, like maybe seventh generation before this particular seed, something, you know, something, some special effect on this particular gene.
所以你就会更深入的探讨，也许是比如说在七代以前这个种子的期待以前呢，有某个事情，特别的事情影响了这个种子的基因等等。
So when as it begins to become more and more hidden, this is where then you know, we begin to, you know, some begin to become determinists, some begin to become nihilists, some follow scientists, some follow, I don't know, spiritual, theistic, non-theistic, all kinds of ways.
所以当这些因素呢越来越变成隐藏的时候，那我们的了解就开始变化了，有一些人就开始相信这个藏的论点，或者是断的论点，或者是有些人相信科学，有些人相信有神无神等等各种。
Now merit, right, you have to underline this. Merit is something that you can create, you can fabricate, you can determine.
刘牧师说大家要把这句话画下来，就是说根据佛教来讲，福德是你可以创造，你可以操纵，你可以累积，可以积聚的一个东西。
So you know, a normal logic. Okay, let's say you have two children. One is lazy, illiterate almost, not good in studies, not good at home, all of that. The other, just the opposite. But when they grow up, the lazy one, the one that you have no hope, actually is the most successful. This happens all the time.
我们用一般的逻辑来讲的话，就举例有两个小孩，一个是又懒惰，又几乎不识字，不念书，在家里都不用功，行为举止不好。另外一个是他完全相反，可是等他们长大了，这个懒惰的那个变得很成功，这例就是大家认为没有希望那个人变得很成功，这种例子多的是。
If you are asking a Buddhist, they will say it is because of merit.
如果你问一位佛教徒的话，他们会说这是因为福德的关系。
But maybe first they will say karma.
那当然，可能他们一开始会先说这是业。
Now here is the danger.
那这里危险在这里。
Then many people think, oh, okay, so does that mean that this is my destiny that I can't change?
很多人会说，哦，那这是我的注定的这种状态，我没有办法改变。
Many times when the people hear the Buddhist concept of karma, okay, let's say somebody has six nose. You can't really say, okay, he's stuck with his karma or he's having six nose. That's not the Buddhist interpretation of karma.
这个佛教的业呢常常被误会，比如说如果有一个人有六个鼻子，那这个佛教的观点呢不能说他是因为业的关系，所以他卡在这个有六个鼻子这件事情上。
It doesn't mean that he should be brooding about it. Okay, I'm stuck with it, I can't change. It doesn't mean that, you know, he should be brooding about, you know, okay, I'm stuck with my six nose.
这并不是说他就变成要自怨自艾，就说没办法，他就是只好就六个鼻子。
Very important. Karma is something that you can educate.
很重要的是，业是你可以操控的一个东西，可以造作的一个东西。
So which means that if you want to have another one, you can have it.
这意思是说，你如果你还要多一个的话，你还可以有。
Plastic surgery，
就是去那个动手术。Plastic surgery， 中文。
Especially when you
整容手术。
That's if seven is a lucky number.
Especially what?
Especially if seven.
特别是如果七是一个吉利的数字的话，可以变成七个。
So this is really important to understand about karma, right?
所以这是很重要要了解有关业的这个主题。
Okay, let me complicate even more now.
我就把它讲得更复杂一点。
Now there's something called collective karma, which is karma or collective merit.
那有一个东西叫做集体的业，这是 集体的福德的结果。
For instance, we don't know yet what kind of merit you have or not, so that which of the presidency candidates will win. We don't know yet.
我们现在还不知道诸位有或没有某种福德，所以我们现在不知道你们会有哪一位这个总统候选人当选。
And as a citizen of the world myself, also as a citizen of another country, I'm very concerned because I do think it is true that the American president has an important role that even the non-Americans have to have enough merit so that the American will have a good president.
所以，人们就说，作为一个世界的公民，像他虽然是另外一个国家的这个国民，可是他还是很关心，因为美国总统是一个这么重要的角色，他影响很多人，所以非美国人也要有足够的福德，才能让美国人选到一位好的总统。
And there's many, and when we talk about merit, we're not talking about something very big only.It can be also something very, very mundane and small, seemingly mundane and small.
当然我们在谈业这个福德的时候，不见得都谈这么很大的东西。也许有一些是很小或者很日常、很平凡的，或者似乎很平常的事情。
And it is totally related.
这是完全这个相对的。
It could be something like you don't have, okay, you are driving somewhere.Reach to wherever you wanted to reach, and then you have no merit to park your car, in the parking space. Everywhere you go, no parking space.
可能比如说你要开车去某个地方，然后你到了那里，然后你就是没有福德，没有停车位，到处都没有停车位让你停。
But I use a merit just because, let's say, if.After parking, and then you go somewhere where you are going. And if that, rendezvous is going to give you, something good, everything is spoiled just because you didn't get a parking spot. So it's the lack of merit.
那么现在是用福德这个字来叙述呢？就比如是在说，当你要去那个地方。然后你到那个地方的那件事情，那次会面或什么事情，会带给你一个好的结果，一个好的事情。结果就是因为没有停车位，你一切都毁了。
But let's say because you couldn't get a parking spot, you're still going down and down, and suddenly the building that you are supposed to go in collapse. Married, you are married because there is no parking spot.
那另外一个状况是说，当你找不到停车位，在那边一直绕，结果你要去的那栋建筑物正好垮了，所以是你的好的福德呢，你没有找到停车位。
So merit plays a so okay then similarly it plays on merit really plays so much role in everything relationship everything economy policy.Even a mundane day-to-day life, even your tone of your voice.
这个福德呢，事实上是在日常生活里面非常非常重要，在各种方面，包括这个男女之间的关系、经济、政治，任何日常的这种大小的事情，甚至你的讲话的语调都跟这个福德有关系。
And it's also very relative. In many ways, from the time medieval up to now, we can sort of say maybe we have a better merit because we have an iPhone. So that we don't have to walk all the way to tell somebody, and you can just call.
那这个福德呢也是非常相对或者是跟世俗有关系的。比如说我们可以说从中世纪到现在来讲，我们基本上这个福德有增加了，因为我们现在有 iPhone， 我们可以不必走很远然后去跟另外一个人讲一件事情，我们可以用打电话。
From another point of view, and this is mainly from, you know, someone like Nidareka would agree, from any point of view, lack of, due to lack of merit, we are born in this materialistic age where basically, like in my case, I don't remember what I'm going to do tomorrow. I have to have my iPhone. Everything is there. It's like my second brain. Actually, the first brain. This is that I have in my head is the second brain.
从另外一个观点来看呢，尤其是像从这个密勒日巴尊者他们的角度来看，这个会说，这是缺乏福德，因为在这种物质主义的社会里面，我们一切都要靠这些物质的东西，所以人们先说以他来做例子，他完全没有办法思考明天要做什么，如果不看那个 iPhone 的话 ，iPhone 已经变成他的。第一个头脑，而不是第二个头脑。
So this brings us, this brings me to the point where now I can tell you what do we mean by merit in Buddhism.
说到这里，让人们现在可以跟大家说，在佛教里面讲的福德是什么意义。
Okay, so, I was talking merit is very relative, right? Not, let me give the Buddhist interpretation.
那前面讲的福德都是非常相对的，现在人们现在给大家这个佛教的一个看法。
Well, as you know.Anything to do with the Buddha Dharma, always the center point, the point of reference in Buddha Dharma is always something, whether it is closer to the truth or not. That's the point of reference.
一切有关这个佛法的东西，我们都拿一个东西来做参考点，就是说是更接近这个真理，或者是更远离真理。
Anything that brings you closer to the truth is an act of merit or a condition of merit.
任何让我们更趋近真理的，就是有福德的行为，或者是
act of merit
or action or yeah action
就是有福德的些行为。
Anything that takes you further is a lack of merit.
任何把你带得更远离真理的，就是缺乏福德。
It can be something very small, you know, seemingly very small, all the way to something very big.
那这些都可以是从似乎是很小的事情，一直到很大的事情。
You know, something very big is like, okay. Now I'm talking as a Buddhist.
现在讲的是以佛教徒的观点来讲。
As a Buddhist, we would say, it is our collective merit that we are born at a time we can still have the notion of the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha, or at least the Buddha.
从佛教的观点来讲，我们会说我们大家是因为有共同的这个集体的福德，所以我们能够生在一个时间呢，这个时代还有这种佛法生的这个概念，或至少有佛的这个观念。
Time, place,
我们活在这样的一个时间、空间、地点。
It could be something as small likeThe moment somebody is going to tell you, a teacher, is telling you something so profound that you draws off for a half a second. I don't know, something like that.
那也可以小到，比如说有一位像你的老师正要跟你讲一个很重要的一个开示的时候，结果你打盹半秒钟，类似像这样的事情。
Or somebody coughed, so you couldn't hear.
或者是旁边人咳嗽了，所以你没听见。
So this is how you know. So basically, any kind of act or condition that brings you closer to the truth is merit.
所以任何一个行为或者是一个缘，让你更趋近于真理的，就是有福的。
So, this is the evolution of path.
那这就是修道的这个道的这个开展。
So now what do we do? What do we need to do? We need to get closer to the truth. So anything that takes closer to the truth, we try to do.
那我们需要做什么呢？我们需要趋近真理。所以任何能让我们趋近真理的事情，我们都应该要去做。
Anything that takes away from the truth, we try to avoid.
任何让我们远离真理的，我们都需要去避免。
Okay. So, briefly, the Buddha described three disciplines to bring us closer to the truth.
简要的来说呢，佛陀他给了我们三种纪律，让我们可以趋近真理。
Okay. First, you must know that truth, discovering the truth, realizing the truth, is important.
第一个大家应该要知道就是。发现真理或者是体证真理 is important 是很重要
的。For instance, a baby getting close to a very hot iron, let's say, this baby must realize this hot iron is hot and it will burn.
比如说一个婴儿在接近一个很炙热很烫的这个铁块的时候，他必须知道这个铁块是会烧他，会是很烫而且会烧到他的。
So we are not talking about some divine amazing sort of truth, very simple truth.
我们在谈的并不是什么有神机什么伟大的这种真理，而是一个很简单的真理。
For instance, you know, things like Nyamchi, Namchi Chame, the truth that we will die, that we have to know, not only intellectually, but we really have to know.
比如说这个真理是这个我们会死这个真理，这个真理我们必须要知道，我们不仅只是知识上的知道，我们一定要非常深刻的体认。
That is completely certain.
这是完全确定的一个事情。
It's never going to fail.
绝对不会失败的。
We will die. That will not fail.
我们会死，这绝对不会失败。
And then, you see, that's one truth.
这个就是一个真理。
And then you see, there are a lot of questions, but what a miserable thinking, you know, thought, you know. I mean, this is the materialistic people thinking is like this, you know. What's the point of thinking all these bad things, bad, you know, like sad things, you know, bad news like death?
那这个物质主义的人就会这样想，就去想这些不好的事情，这种悲伤的事情，也是有什么用呢？
See Buddhist teachings on impermanence, such as death, is not aimed to make you feel miserable. Actually,
佛教在教导无常，或者比如说像死亡，它的目的并不是让大家觉得很沮丧。
It is really to give you the truth, so that forget about the spiritual part. If you know the truth, you can even plan your life better.
主要是要让大家了解这个真理。那不要讲这个精神之道，就是让大家了解真理的话，那你至少可以计划你的一生呢，计划得更好一点。
So see, one thing for sure, they are going to die.
So
let's say you have a, what do you call it? You are planning, budgeting. You are making budget, life plan. Okay.
比如说
Before you make a life plan, that has to be there. We will die. That's your question.
比如说我们在做这个人生规划，或者在做这个各种预算，怎么在过这个人生，在这之前你一定要先知道我们会死亡这件事情。
So for someone like my case, if I did 90 years, that's asking a lot, huh? That's asking quite a lot.
人们就说，举他自己做例子来讲，如果他活到90岁，那这已经是要求很多了。
Heart is gone. If I live 90 years,
如果他能够活到90岁，那一半已经过了。
So let's say there's 45 years today.
那假设我们未来还有45年。
Then you make the budget. Okay, how many jeans you need?
你可以做一些预算。那你需要几条牛仔裤
？Then I would say you should buy a really expensive jeans. Because they last long.
人们就说应该买一些很贵的牛仔裤，因为他们可以穿很久。
That's of course. That's very limited. That's up to you. If you like shopping a lot, maybe you should buy a disposable jean. That last only for. And I don't know,
I'm wondering
about something.
当然这是很相对世俗的，如果说你喜欢去购物逛街的话，那也许你应该买那种抛弃式的牛仔裤，只能穿一个月。
So how many t-shirts?
我们需要几件衬衫。
Toothpaste.
对对对。
Everything in budget.
所有事情我们都可以计划。
And by the way, when you make a plan, there's one good news.Death can come earlier, so actually you might not need to spend all of that.
但是在计划的时候，事实上有一个好消息，因为这个死亡可能会来的比你想的更早，所以你可以用的更省。
Okay, you must be thinking, what is the good news in here? Okay, what is the great good news here?
那大家会想说，这里面到底有什么好消息呢？
The good news is.Once you budget this, everything extra, you can go for holidays. Everything extra make you make or you have asset value. You can really spend and really happen. Whatever you want.
好消息是在于说，在这基本的条件所有计划完了以后，所有多余的东西都是你可以挥霍的，就像假期一样，你可以挥霍掉这些东西，都是不需要的。
Really live the life properly.
真的好好的去活它。
Try everything.
试图去做一切事情，好好去活它。
Then you will also begin to appreciate your life, I think.
然后大家也许开始会开始珍惜这，或者是这个珍惜自己的一生。
The thing is this: we don't shop like that.
这个事情是这样，因为当我们在逛街购物的时候，我们不是这样想。
When we shop, we really shop as if we are going to live 1,000 years.
当我们在买东西的时候，我们好像想象自己要活1,000年一样。
That's how we end up giving ourselves a lot of stress. Because there's 1,000 years to complete. You see.
因此呢，我们给自己很多压力，因为有一个1,000年在那里要跟我们竞争。
But of course, the Buddhist teaching on emptiness and impermanence is not just for that, of course.
那当然，诸位知道，这个佛教在讲无常呢，不只是在讲这个。
Okay, And there is only thing for it,
namjichan,
that we will die, that's one truth. The second truth is, we don't, and the death is uncertain, that's another truth. So all these truths we try to face. And any act that gets closer to this truth is what we call merit.
所以刚刚讲我们会死亡，这是第一个真实真理。第二个，死亡是不确定的，这也是真理，这是第二个真理。所以我们要去了解这些真理，那任何让我们可以去面对了解这个真理的，就让我们带来更多的福德。
So in other words, one day you are going in the shopping mall.
那比如说有一天你在这个购物中心在逛街。
And then one day you are about to buy something which really you don't really need, but you're just buying this.
有一天你正好想要买一个东西，那这东西其实你并不是很需要，就是你想要买。
Then you think, suddenly you know, who knows?You know, maybe I will die before I get to use this, something like that.
也许你突然想说，也许我在买了还没用以前，我就可能死掉了。
Okay, now, from Buddhist point of view, Buddhist people will say, oh, that was lucky that he thought like that.
Buddhist.
Yeah, Buddhist will say, that was lucky that he thought that. Why? At least his money is in the wallet.
佛教徒会说哦，这个他这样想，他运气很好，因为至少这个钱还在这个钱包里。
This is how you know the merit and the luck they get intertwined so much.
这就是为什么这个福德跟运气这么被纠缠不清的关系。
Anyway, let's get back to the serious business.
我们再回到这个认真的主题，就是佛教。
So, basically, anywhere you go, anything that triggers you to bring you closer to the truth, whatever, even a fight of a car accident, if that gives you, mindfulness of, impermanence, remembering impermanence, that's a blessing.The Buddhist concept, like blessing, merit, they're all similar.
所以任何事情只要它触动你，让你趋近于真理，那就是福德。不管是什么东西，比如说即使你看到一个车祸的现场，如果能够让你意念起无常，那佛教徒会说，哦，这是这个加持，像加持啦。福德啊，这都是互相有关系的。
But now let me tell you the three methods to accumulate the merit.
那么就现在跟大家讲三种积聚福德的办法。
That's the very important three training is called flava training.
那这是三种非常重要的这个。训练。
First is okay. I'm reversed. The first one is lakshya, training of the wisdom.
第一种是训练智慧。
Training of the wisdom is what will make you realize all the things that I was telling you earlier about impermanence.And impermanence, the truth of impermanence is not only the truth, there are many other truths. By having the wisdom, these things you will appreciate more, the truth.
那这个训练智慧或者是说修慧，就是让你能够了解像刚刚讲的这一大堆例子，比如说了解无常等等，让你有这个智慧去看透这些真实。
Right. So, okay. So, in order to accumulate this wisdom, what do we do?
为了要积聚这样子的智慧，我们应该做什么呢？
Then we get causes and conditions such as hearing, contemplation and meditation.
那我们就应该要有这个闻思修的这个因缘。
So these, for instance, like going to discourses about the truth, going to and we are not talking about some scientific truth of what food, crocodiles eat or not, you know. We are not talking about that kind of truth. We are talking about the truth that will uproot your suffering.
那比如说我们去听闻有关真理的这个教法，那当然我们这里在讲的这个真理并不是在讲比如说像某些科学的事情，类似谈到这个什么鳄鱼吃什么样的食物不吃什么样的食物这类的东西，而是讲到能够把我们从痛苦拔除出来的一个真理。
Generation of wisdom basically, that's what you need, that, the training for that.
那这个训练或这种修就是要让我们升起智慧。
And anyway, just briefly, to do that,
很简单的说，要这样子做呢，
you have to get used to what we call open-mindedness.
我们就要习惯于我们平常所说的一种开放的心。
You have to really slowly, slowly do without all the inhibition.
我们要慢慢的把所有的这些禁忌呢全部。消除丢掉。
Wisdom, in order to have the wisdom, if you are still bound by culture, race, certain thinking, gender, all the Ism, like Buddhism, Hinduism, all of that, you have to transcend. That kind of openness you have to create.
那这种开放的，是我们如果要有智慧的话，我们要去除一些所有这些我们被限制起来的一些东西，不管我们被文化限制、种族、思想、性别或者各种。主义或教条，比如说像佛教和印度教这个 Ism 英文叫这个各种教条，我们都要超越这些才行。
Little difficult, this one.
那这是有点困难。
Do you know why it is difficult? Because.
为什么困难呢？
Because, on one hand, you have to be always critical to whatever conclusion you arrive.
困难的原因是，一方面呢，我们对于我们不管得到什么样的结论呢，我们都要非常具批判性。
Right? So basically, what I'm saying is, you have to balance between humility and confidence, and this balancing the humility and confidence is difficult.
基本上，我们现在说的是说，我们要有一种平衡，介于这个谦卑的心跟具有信心之间的这个平衡。这个平衡是很困难。
Although when you study Buddhist philosophy, you will almost hear it as the most critical and skeptical system of philosophy, almost like an atheist.
当我们在学习这个佛教哲学的时候，我们会听到是一种最批判性的一些看法，几乎是一种无神论的这种批判。
Purpose of the Buddhist analysis is for nothing to do with you negating everything.
学习佛教哲学的这个目的呢，并不是要让你去否定所有的这个。Negating all the
negating everything, basically.
否定一切。
And becoming nihilist.
而变成。
That's not the purpose.
而成为一个虚无主义者，这并不是佛教哲学的目的。
Yet you have to really try to go beyond all the cultural hang-ups.
可是我们必须要试图去超越所有这些文化上的这种禁忌。
That's difficult.
这是很困难。
Because so-called objectivity is actually none other than subjectivity.
因为所谓的客观，事实上就是主观。
And you can, at the end of the day, you will only choose someone whom you trust. So actually, you are the one who is making the decision.
因为终究呢，你只是会选择某个你相信的人，所以其实还是你在做决定。
But briefly to talk about the wisdom.
那简要的来谈一下这个智慧。
The classic Buddhist wisdom is everything is emptiness and at the same time appearance is unobstructed.
古典的或者就是这个佛教讲的智慧是在讲一切都是空，可是同时呢一切显现都是无障碍。
I use this example. If you look at a mirror,
我们先用这样的例子。如果大家看着镜子
，you see your face，
你会看到自己的脸。
In the mirror，
在镜中。
And that face in the mirror does not exist substantially or truly in the mirror.
那这个在镜中的脸呢，事实上并不是真实存在的。在镜子里面
It's not your second face.
它也不是你的第二张脸。
It's not real.
它不是真实。
But the problem is, only your face will have come into you the reflection in the mirror. Only your face when you look.
可是问题是在这里，当你看着镜子的时候，出现的只会是你的脸。
Not a glass,
不会是一个杯子
，not any, you know, not a book,
不会是一本书。
Because you see, every time you look at that, you see one would think if it is an illusion, then one might think it's a chaotic.
因为也许有人会这样想，既然它是一个幻象，那可能是混乱，无秩序。
But no, there is an order.
就是不是这样，它是有次序。
If you move your face, also it moves the face.
如果你摇头，它也会摇头。
Now what does this do? This makes you forget that it's not real.
这是智慧怎么样的？它会让你忘记它不是真实。
Now according to Buddhism, basically that's how everything is functioning.
那根据佛教来讲的。就是一切万物都是这样子在作用。
For you, me sitting in front of you，
是这样。对诸位来讲，人们却坐在诸位的面前。
For me, you sitting in front of me，
对人们却来讲，诸位坐在他的面前。
It's just like a reflection in the mirror, emptiness at the same time appearing。
那就像在镜中的影像一样，它是空。可是又显现。
This is just because we are talking about the wisdom, I just want to throw in this.
那就因为在谈这个智慧，所以我先把这个塞给大家。
Not that easy to discuss.
不是那么容易来讨论的事情。
That's one training. I was talking three training, one training.
那咱们现在讲三种修，这是其中的第一个修慧。
And then the second training.
第二个修行。
它的定义是什么 ？Samadhi, meditation.
就是禅定。
Meditation is another training, which is a means to accumulate that marriage. Remember, meditation will bring you closer to the truth.
禅定是另外一种让我们积聚福德的一个修行。
But not all the meditation.
可是不是一所有的禅定都是这样子。
We are not talking about meditation, you know, like looking at the sunset and, you know, this people consider this as meditation, looking at the sunset or listening to Beethoven with the bird chirping, you know, or the mix in the soundings. Not like that kind of meditation.
那当然，这个我们也讲的这个，像这年头有很多这种看着夕阳的这种禅定啊，或者是听着贝多芬音乐夹杂的有鸟叫声的那种，不是这种。
Meditation based on that wisdom that earlier, that's the, only that is considered the meditation that brings you closer to the truth. Sunset meditation will not bring you closer to the truth.
那这种禅定呢，是根基于刚刚前面讲到那种智慧来修的，才叫做禅定的这个修定。这个修去禅定这个夕阳是不会让你更趋近真理。
And I want to upset you a little bit here.
我也想让大家比较这个感觉不舒服。
Because you know, I hear this a lot nowadays. Because many people, you know, stolen these ideas from Buddhists. Don't think about the past, don't think about the future, present moment. You know, of course, they don't give attention to Buddhas or the, you know, disciples, but, you know, presentness at all.
都不提这是佛教的东西，不过跟大家说这个不要想到过去，不要想到未来，要在当下。
You know what? Even though you are so good at not dwelling on the past,
虽然你知道为什么吗？虽然你很厉害，不会这个待在过去。
And you are so good at not dwelling in the future.
那你也很厉害，不会待在未来。
And you are so good at being in the present moment.
你很厉害的这个活在当下。
But you don't know about the emptiness and appearance.
可是你不知道空跟显现。
That presentness meditation is.Equally useless as the sunset meditation. Really, I'm kidding.
这种禅定呢，跟那个夕阳禅定呢，完全一样，没有价值。我们就很认真的在讲。
Of course, it sounds very exotic, so profound, heavenly. Wow, it sounds very good, of course.
那所谓的在当下，听起来非常棒，非常非常过瘾。
But if you don't know the appearance and the emptiness, useless. What's the point of being in the present? Anyway, there is no such thing as the present. Do you know that? There is no such thing as the present. It's completely fake.
如果你不知道空性跟显现，那你所谓的活在当下一点用都没有。而且事实上，其实没有所谓的当下。没有这个东西。
Ultimately, first of all, you don't believe in time.
第一个，佛教不相信时间。
Present is time.
现在和当下是时间。
So it's equally not existing. Actually, I would say sunset is present.
所以事实上，一样的是不存在的。事实上被说呢。夕阳会比较好，修这个夕阳。
至少
会让你有一种这个带来一种某种伤感的感觉啊，或者让你的皮肤会有某种这个微微的这个太阳晒的这个漂亮的颜色出来。
So, meditation, the training of meditation has to be a sound path, a
good sound or a, I don't know how to say this, the training of meditation, you know, training of meditation has to be in order to qualify this as a merit making device, it has to be not contradicting to the first training, the training of the wisdom.
所以这听见。
所以这个修禅定呢，要把它当成一个积聚福德的一种工具的话，必须不能跟刚刚提到的第一点这个修慧有任何矛盾。
I'm telling you this because we tend to get distracted by the ritual of the meditation, thinking that that's more important than, you know, getting at the wisdom.
那么这跟大家讲这个的关系，是因为我们常常被这个禅定的仪式所分心的，以为那个仪式比真正的这个目的更重要。
Because you're not sitting straight, you know, all this is something that we like, you know, has very perceivable at least.
诸如像坐的凳啊，所有这些东西是我们喜欢的东西，至少是我们可以觉知的，我们可以了解感觉。
Okay, for that, again, just to drop in a little bit of classic Buddhist meditation, there are many meditation methods, but there's something called Shamatha and Vipassana.
当然谈到这个禅定，我现在丢给大家一点这个，佛教古典上讲的东西，禅定分成这个止跟观两种。
And I'm sure you have heard this billions of times, so I'm going to summarize in a few words.
那么就说诸位都已经听过百万遍，所以他要很简单的话来跟大家这个总结一下就好。
Basically, shamatha is a trick.
基本上呢，这个止呢是一种 trick， 是一个诡计。
And vipassana is business.
观呢是真正的东西。
But in order to perform this business, you need the trick.
也是为了要有这个要做这个真正的这个 business， 需要这个轨迹。
So a shamatha vipassana both necessary.
所以止跟观两个都非常必要。
I guess I have to say something about it. You know, according to these great Mahayana masters,
根据这些伟大的大圣佛教的上师们，
we are like a patient, and Buddha is like a doctor.
我们就好像病人一样，那佛陀就像医生。
And we are not the patient who is sick with what? We have sickness of emotion, basically.
我们像病人，我们的病人是我们的烦恼。
And emotions, in this kind of sickness, you know that normal sickness, if you have a headache, then you only use suffer. But emotion sickness, not only you suffer, you also let other people suffer.
那这个，如果你有一般的这个病，像头痛，那只是你自己痛苦而已。可是我们有这种情绪或所谓的烦恼的这个病人，让别人也痛苦。
These are actually I'm expecting from Shanti as well as now.
这些是那些从齐天菩萨的这个说的话来摘取出来的。
And for the other disease.There are many, 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 many medicines. You know, just headache, you know, I went to buy some medicine in one, this drugstore. So many headache medicine.
但对于其他的病来讲呢，有很多药可以治，就像人们去到药房去看，头痛药就有那么多种。
Medicine for the sickness of emotion is very, very rare. In fact, only.Buddha has it.
那可是对于对治这个烦恼这个病症的药呢，非常非常稀有。事实上，只有佛陀才有。
Well, maybe that is too much, isn't it? I'm too. Yeah.Many spiritual paths, like Hindus, talk about, give us remedy to get rid of this disease, emotion.
有很多这个精神之道，比如说像印度教，给我们一些对治的药方，让我们能够去除这个烦恼。
Many paths talk about, you should love your neighbor, all of that.
很多这种道都告诉我们这样，比如说我们要爱我们的邻居、邻人等等。
But only Buddha talk about getting rid of the cause of the emotion, which is the ego clinging. Now that's what makes, that's why this is so rare. Only the Buddha's teaching is the medicine for this sickness.
可是只有佛陀教的法。是告诉我们去除这个烦恼的因，那这个因呢，就是我们自我的这个执着，那因此这个佛陀的教法是特别稀有。
The reason why I'm telling you this is meditation is a technique prescribed by the Buddha. The training of the meditation.
咱们现在跟大家讲这个原因呢，是因为我们说这个修定、修禅定，这是佛陀教导一个技术，来让我们修定的一个方法。
Actually, I was telling you, I just read this recently. From the Buddhist point of view, most of the things that people call nowadays meditation is not a samadhi at all.
那么些事实上是他最近才注意到这件事情，就是说一大堆这个大家在讲的这种所谓的禅定，事实上跟佛教讲的这个 samadhi 或者是这个禅定是没有关系的。
Because most of the people think that you know sitting straight, breathing you know slowly.Not moving is meditation, isn't it? That's not necessarily meditation. That's just sitting straight.
因为很多人以为那个禅定就是坐直，然后慢慢的呼吸，这就是禅定。事实上，这个跟禅定没有关系，这只是坐直而已。
You know, Tibetan word for one of the actually more serious term for meditation is nyamja.
藏文呢，在说这个禅定一个比较严肃的这种说法，叫做我刚刚讲的那个字。
The word "nyam" actually means "nyam" means equal, equality, equal.
这个 "nyam" 是说这个平等。
Ya means leave it alone, don't touch.
那这个
let it be.
Ya 的意思是说随他去，不要去造作，不要去碰他。
I have so much respect to, you know, Dao De Cheng. The first few lines really talks about that a lot, leaving things alone.
不要去造作，不要去碰触，不要去造作。那些说他非常佩服这个《道德经》，尤其是前面几句，他事实上就在讲这个。
Everything equality, there's no such thing bad, good, right, wrong, left, right, nothing equality, that kind of equality, and let it be. Now, as long as you are, it doesn't matter whether you are sitting straight, you know, or whether you are.Upside down, lying down, in a swinging, in a, what do you call it, hammock? This is in a some kind of Mexican resort, sitting, tequila. As long as you can do this nyam ya equality and let it be, you are doing meditation, right?
So, let me hear this.像《道德经》前面讲，没有分好坏，这个左右对错什么都没有分，这个一切都平等，跟不去造作，随他去。如果你真正能够做到这两点，不管你是坐直的也好，倒立也好，坐在吊床上，在墨西哥的这个旅游胜地一边喝的塔吉拉都没有关系，只要。这个平等跟随他去，不去造作那样。
Okay, lastly, the third training.
第三个训练
，discipline，
就是修戒啊，纪律。
That's an important one.
这是非常重要。
Again, just like the samadhi, the discipline has something to do with that wisdom.
同样的，跟这个修定一样，我们修戒或者纪律呢，一定要跟这个智慧有关系。
If your discipline has got nothing to do with that wisdom, it doesn't matter. You can walk around completely wrapping your body, you know, like with a rope. It doesn't matter.It's not really the discipline that we are talking here.
那如果你诸位的这个戒律或者纪律呢，跟这个智慧没有关系的话，不管你有什么严格的纪律，都没有什么用。像你用这个袍子把这个全身都包起来，什么类似这样，都如果跟智慧没关系的话，是没有用的。
Okay, again, to not get too extreme.We are talking about marriage.
要提醒大家，不要让大家忘记了，我们是在谈福德。
And I'm talking about a way to intimidate marriage.
我们也是在讲这个积聚福德的方法。
The discipline is one.
这个
benefit one.
纪律是其中一个事情，是非常重要
的。Discipline that does not contradict the wisdom.That's important.
这个纪律呢，可是跟智慧不能不冲突、不矛盾的，这是非常重要的。
Maitreya said, "Lord, my just teach me. Someone who is disciplined, you know, someone who has disciplined thinks, oh, you know, I'm very disciplined. I get up 4 in the morning.I don't eat ostrich. I collect cockroach instead of killing them. All of these. If you are proud of that, you are not having anything to do with the wisdom there. You understand?
这个，而且引用弥勒所说的，就是某人很有纪律，可是如果他，觉得很骄傲、很骄慢这件事情的话，那就远离了这个智慧了。不管你是 说哦，我这个四点钟就起来，然后我不吃这个，大概是某种鸟，鸵鸟啊，然后我收藏这个蟑螂，可是不把它们杀掉的。如果我们有这种骄慢的心，那就远离智慧。
That kind of discipline will make you pure cynical.
那这种纪律呢，会让你变成某种清教徒。
And then when you become pure cynical, you will have two complexity and two complex.
那当你变成清教徒的话，就有两种这个东西会产生，两种。
Two complex. When you walk around in Soho district, I don't know whether sentence is called Soho or whatever. When you walk around in a Soho district, you have a superiority complex. When you see a prostitute, for instance, you have a superiority complex. You think then you are you look down at them.
第一种是说，当你在这个像 SOHO 纽约 SOHO 的这个区域在走路的时候，你看到那些妓女有一种优越的这种感觉，优越感。
And when you see Jain Buddhist monks walking around, you will have an inferiority complex.
那当你看到这个耆那教的这个修行者。没有穿衣服在走来走去的时候，你有一种自卑感。
Inferiority complex is not humility.
自卑感并不是谦卑啊。
Inferiority complex is just, you know, like really an anger basically that you are like, you know, you'll try to find a fault with this serene looking Jain monks.
自卑感事实上是一种。嗔恨是一种愤怒，你会甚至会想说找这个看这个其他教的这个修行者有没有什么问题，找他的不对的地方。
你不就是如此想吗？
我们佛教的人常常这样说。
When we say beautiful, you know, maybe I shouldn't say we are beautiful.
他说应该说我，他说他自己这样做的。
When I see the Jain monks.
当他看到这个其他教的这个修行者的时候
，So it's such a good thing. I really wonder why Jainism is not flourishing in the world.
他非常赞叹，他常常想为什么其他教在世界上不会这种发展很多，他觉得很奇怪。
But when I see them, my immediate reaction is, they don't have discernment. You know, they don't have that emptiness in heart.
他看到他们的时候，他常会想：哎，他们没有这种我们这种空性跟显现的这种智慧。
Instead of appreciating their sort of meticulous, fanatical non-violence, fanatical non-violence. Have you ever heard such thing?
而不是去欣赏他们那种所谓的这种。这个无为不至极端的那种非暴力，你们诸位有没有听过极端的非暴力这样的想法？
而且杰尼山就是你看看，
旧金山有没有耆那教的这种组织？
哦，你去 Google 一下，看一
下，我应该到 Google 去找到的。
好像在 East Coast 的，
好像在美国东岸是有。
Probably.California is a bit too much for Jain monks.
其他教的这些修行者觉得加州太过分，不敢。
You know, all the bikinis.
所有这些比基尼的衣服，大家都受不了。
Anyway, discipline. Let's go back to the lesson.
回到这个纪律、戒律。
Discipline can be anything.
戒律可以是任何事情。
The suggestion is usually you discipline yourself. It shouldn't be imposed upon you.
这个 重要的建议是说，这个持戒应该是你自己决定持戒，不是从外在来加诸于你。
But you can always choose to ask someone to impose on you.
可是你永远可以选择呢，去要求另外一个人来加诸于你的某一个戒律。
And do you know what it is called? Vow.
那你知道这叫什么吗？这就叫做我们佛教讲的这个戒，菩萨戒，戒。
And the vow can be anything. It can be like a fantastic vow, like New Year's resolution.
那这个戒呢，可以很多种，可以到很可怜的，像这个新年的这个决定要做什么事情。
Or a vow can be an act of immediate guilt after a big pasta that I will not eat from tomorrow onwards. Like, I will not eat any more pasta from tomorrow onwards. But tomorrow comes, you will eat, and then you have more guilt. Sort of the guilt ridden vow. Yes.
戒律呢，也可以是某种这个罪恶感。即刻升起的罪恶感，在我们吃掉一大盘这个 pasta 以后，说我明天开始不吃了，当然明天的 pasta 又出现，我们又吃了一次。所以这种罪恶感引起的这种，也叫做一种戒。
But certain discipline is necessary.
可是某种戒律或者纪律是必要的。
To develop the samadhi.Meditation and therefore to develop the wisdom.
因为这样子的戒律呢，可以开展我们的禅定，因此也可以开展我们的智慧。
And especially in the Mahayana, if all of this training benefits others even better.
特别是在大乘佛教里面，如果所有这些训练或者所有修这些东西都利益他人的话，那更好。
So actually, I would say, you know, you should not despise small acts. You know, okay, maybe some, you know, all of us we can't take a vow of like, I don't know, maybe we don't have the capacity to take a vow like, I will not kill ostrich. Let's say.
也许我们不应该轻视这个很小的这种行为，小的戒律。也许我们大家诸位都没有这种能力来立一个大的戒，比如说不杀鸵鸟。
But you have a power to take a vow of switching while you're brushing your teeth to switch off the tap so that the water is not running.
可是我们都
有 That you can do.
我们都有能力来持一个戒，说当我们在刷牙的时候，那个水龙头要关掉，不要让水一直流。这个我们都做得到。
Problem is, many of us think, that's so small, you know, let's not take this kind of power. We can take some bigger power, like, no, thanks, no, you know, stuff like that. This is difficult.
可是问题是说，我们通常大家都轻视这种小事情，觉得这个没有什么重要，而要持这种很大的戒，比如说没有性行为啊什么等等的，可是又很难做得到。
Those are very difficult. Even like seemingly easy, like no sex every Wednesday. Difficult. Sometimes you forget.
这些都很难的，比如说似乎很简单的，比如说每星期三都不要有性行为，这样好像很简单的，可是还是很难，因为有时候你都忘记了。
But actually, to tell the truth, later I noticed that this switching on the tap is difficult, huh? Difficult.
有人就说，事实上在刷牙的时候把水龙头关掉是很难做得到的。
But for many of us, we think that's got nothing to do with the spiritual, Switching on the tap, what's the spiritual about?
对我们很多人来讲呢，大家觉得这个跟精神修行没有关系，把水龙头关掉跟精神修行有什么关系呢？
Spiritual or not is totally up to your motivation.
精神与否呢是跟大家的动机息息相关的。
I mean, it is all how creative you are, you see. If you are a bodhisattva, if you have taken a bodhisattva vow, and if you take a vow, then I will switch off the tap every time I brush my teeth. That act is going to benefit sentient beings, not only putting them in enlightenment, but as you very well know, it will help the ecology which helps people.So it's all there.
那这个动机呢是要看大家的创意，如果你是一位菩萨，那这个关掉这个水龙头不仅是可以利益众生，带众生到正悟，事实上也还可以大家都知道的，可以这个对于生态有帮助，而这也就是利益所有的人。
So now I was telling you earlier about vow is really, really good to accumulate merit.
那这个先前在讲这个戒，持戒是积聚福德非常好的一个工具。
For instance, see, right now, you and me, we don't go around killing people.
那比如说现在诸位，那么些说他跟诸位，大家并不出去到处就去杀人。
Right? How many years has it passed without killing one human being?
诸位有多少年没有杀人？多少年没有杀过人了
？And purely just because you know many of the children kill human beings because we don't have the gut, we don't have the time, we don't have the energy actually.
那其实很多时候我们不去杀人，事实上是因为我们没有那个胆量，我们也没有那个时间，我们也没有那个精力。
And we don't have reason. I mean, it is just long. We have time. It's such a if you kill somebody, I mean, big chunk of your time will be spent on that. I mean, before, after, and during.
事实上这是很麻烦的一件事情，如果你去杀一个人花很多时间的，在杀之前杀的时候杀完以后要花很多时间。
But are we collecting merit by not killing anyone? No.
可是我们不去杀人有没有积聚到功这个福德呢？没有。
Yeah, we are not collectingbad karma of killing, but we are also not collecting good karma of not killing.
We
are being lazy.
我们并没有因不杀人而这个累积恶业，可是我们也没有因为不杀人而积聚善业，我们只是懒惰而已。
So, but method of accumulating merit are so skillful. Simple act but very big power of merit accumulation. So let's say I will not kill any human beings, let's say from the beginning, right? I will not kill any human beings. So once you take that vow, even as you are sleeping, you are not killing anything, you know, anybody. You know, while you are sleeping, you are, every minute you are collecting merit. It's true.
因此佛教在这个持戒来积聚功德上是非常非常善巧，用一个很简单的这个行动就可以有很大的这个效果来积聚福德。比如说我们如果持一个戒说我不去杀人，那每一分钟，即使我们在睡觉的时候，我们没有在杀人，我们每一分钟都在积聚这个福德。
So you have to take vow if you want to accumulate merit.
所以如果诸位要积聚功德的话，积聚福德的话，就要持戒。
Okay, few more minutes of just some methods of accumulating merit, and then we'll finish.
那再讲几分钟来说这个如何持戒，我们就结束。
In order to crush our pride, frustration.
那为了要摧毁我们的骄慢，我们要做大礼拜。
basically, you know, going against your pride.
基本上就是故意跟我们的这个骄慢是做相反的事情。
You know, to go against our, you know, my pretensions, we make offerings.
要对峙或者是跟我们的这个小气吝啬做相反的事情，我们要。
In order.
供养，供养。
In order to dismantle the hide out nest of the ego.Confession, exposition of our mistakes.
那为了要解构我们自我所躲藏的各种这种地方呢，我们要发露忏悔，我们要承认我们自己的过失。
In order to go, in order to, you know, oppose generously, rejoice.
那为了要对峙我们的嫉妒心呢，我们要修行这个随喜。
In order to oppose wrong view, then we have to, which is turning the middle of the dharma, asking the master to teach and asking the master to remain on samsara.
那为了要让我们免于这个谬见和错误的见解，我们要请上师，请善知识转法轮，而且请善师注释。
And then dedicating the marriage.
然后回向功德。
So with this, it should answer you the question.Isn't it too selfish to accumulate merit?
那以这些来回答诸位的一个问题，就是说，我们积聚功德、积聚福德，是不是太自私了呢？
It is not, because the self is already gone because of the wisdom.
因为不是的，因为智慧的关系，我们这个所谓的自我已经不在了。
Okay, right.This is about the all I can remember and think of.
那这些所有这些都是他可以想起来跟大家讲的。
Once again, I really, this is, I'm not, you know, I seriously think that this is an opportunity. I'm happy that.I had the opportunity to talk about marriage because this is one subject that we end up not talking many times.
林姐说，很高兴今天，她很真心的说，今天有这个机会来跟大家谈论这个福德这件事情，因为这个主题常常就是大家常常就都不谈。
I'll tell you, I'll conclude with two remarks.
林姐以两点来跟大家做一个结论。
There's a true challenge in the Buddha, in the Buddhist path.
在佛教的这个修行道上有两个挑战。
The first challenge is the reality, the science of reality, the philosophy of reality, so intellectually difficult to comprehend.
第一个是有关这个实相的这个哲学。或者是有关实相的这个科学呢，是非常难懂。
So, the philosophy is very difficult to understand.
这个哲学本身呢是很难以理解的。
Okay. That's the challenge.
这是第一个挑战。
The second challenge is the reality, the actual reality, not the philosophy talking about the reality, huh? But the reality itself is so simple.
那第二个是说这个实相或者说真理，这实相真正的实相本身，而不是说讨论这个实相的这个哲学，是如此的简单。
Too simple that is so difficult to trust.
因为太简单了，所以很困难可以去信任它。
So you have two challenges.
所以诸位有这两个大的挑战。
The first challenge is easy.
第一个挑战呢，简单。
Read a lot of books, ask a lot of questions, all of this, somehow you will get somewhere.
就是去读很多书，问很多问题，那你总会到达一个程度的。
Second challenge is difficult.
第二个挑战是非常难。
The challenge of simplicity, you can't read books.
因为这个所谓的单纯的挑战，
no.
你不能去读书。
No one can teach you.
没有人可以教你。
More you ask, more you will be confused.
你问的越多，你越迷糊。
The solution is marriage.
那这个答案就是福德。
When you have a marriage.
当你有福德的时候
，Even the sound of a baby making noise, we think, that's how it is.
即使是像小孩在制造一些噪音，你都会觉得说，就是这个。
Well, the whole world might think you're an idiot, but who cares?
虽然全世界人可能会觉得你是一个笨蛋，不过管他。
And so cool.Couldn't carelessness is actually quite a good description of enlightenment.
而所谓的不在乎，我最好最多只能翻到这样一种真正的不在乎，就其实是跟这个证悟蛮接近的。
OK.Have a good evening.
祝大家晚安。
And I can see a lot of old faces here.
我们就看到很多旧的面孔。
Also a lot of new faces.
也有很多新面孔。
I hope and pray that you have merit, a good merit, enough merit to have the right kind of curiosity at the right kind of time.
而且替诸位祈祷，也祝福大家，希望大家有好的福德，能够在对的时间、对的地点，有对的好奇心。
And I hope and pray that you have enough merit so that many of your questions will not be answered.
而且为这个期望跟替大家祈祷，希望大家有足够的福德。诸位有很多问题不被回答到。
Because many times once you get the answer, you will not go further seeking, you know?
因为常常我们一得到答案了，我们就不会再往前走，不会再去追寻。
And then, I hope and pray that you have enough merit to be bold. Bold, you know, like,
而且希望大家有足够的福德，能够大胆。
Then I hope and pray that you have a good president.